So a part in the episode that I actually had to replay several times just to make sure that I really got what Dr. Nick was sharing was when he talked about that the neurological response with trauma is identical, whether it's emotional or physical, meaning, you know, an emotional event is comparable to like a physical concussion. And for me, I mean, I've heard for years, seemingly decades, like, I mean, I feel like I heard this in my 20s, that we hold trauma in our bodies. And depending on what sort of physical treatment that you get, whether it be massage or acupuncture or something along those lines, that frequently things can be released, that past traumas can be released, and that people frequently get emotional when those sort of things happened. And I find myself as a person who's fairly receptive and who's had a pretty full and complete life, that I think I just have this resistance to buying that. And I'm not really sure why, other than I've just identified it's a little bit of a bias on my part. Because I think it hit me a little deeper when I heard him say it. One, I know him. I mean, he's a real person to me. I'm fortunate to know Dr. Nick. So I know he's highly, highly credible, and he doesn't say stuff like that unless it's absolutely true. And I think I wasn't expecting him to go there. And so it just landed wildly differently for me. But the reason why I want to highlight it is this, is not only is it just, I think, it gives me a different incentive. It gives me a different sort of level of fortitude to address the emotional component as I would the physical component. And what I mean that as a person is, you know, on and off, I'm trying to do a pretty good job with my physical body, you know, and depending on when you catch me, it's a little better, sometimes a little worse, but it's always a reasonable part of my thought process, whether I'm taking it, whether I'm paying it proper attention or not. It's never too far from, hey, I should take care of myself physically. But it's actually a pretty rare thought for me to say, am I really taking care of myself emotionally? And there's a lot in what he had to say here, but I think there's an opportunity for me and maybe for others to say, wait a second, if what Dr. Nick is telling us is true, which I believe it is, that a concussion is comparable to some sort of mental trauma in terms of how its impact is on the brain, then if I've had an argument or I've had a significant emotional event with either myself or with somebody in my life, that I should probably pay that a little bit more attention. One, I might want to go repair it. And two, I just want to might give it its proper attention. So I'm looking forward to, there's a couple other comments that I'll be adding to this episode. But out of the list of that I have, I felt like this one was the one for me personally that has the most juice for me to really apply in a different way, in a way that, I mean, I think I have more profound respect for the emotional component of life, because I, whether or not I act consistently with it, I believe in the physical component of life, right? I believe that I have to have a healthy body. I believe that I have to have money in the bank. I believe that I have to have a house to sleep in and those sorts of things. So, I mean, I don't usually get too far from the physical, but I can push off the emotional pretty quickly. I can sort of just sort of poo-poo it and say it doesn't matter. And what I heard with Dr. Nick and what I heard in this episode was, hey, your brain doesn't agree with you. Your brain is not able to discern the difference between physical trauma and emotional trauma. So there'll be more for me later, additional comments that I have from what I gleaned from this episode, but that would be for this little snapshot here. So thank you, Dr. Nick, for sharing that. I think I've got a chance to be a better, to have a better emotional capacity. Is that, I guess that's the right word? Yeah. So thank you for that, Dr. Nick.